pray for or comments or a decision that you need to make, and let us know how we can connect with you in different ways. That's one of the best ways to communicate what is going on and how we can be a blessing to you. And so thank you again for being here this morning. And I was, you know, my wife and I, we were gone last Sunday, and Pastor Chris did a great job bringing the fourth part of the message. And let's give it up for him. And so it was just a blessing. My wife and I, we were at a marriage counseling retreat. You know, we did about 30 hours of counseling all in 8 days. That's like 30 weeks of counseling. They put you under a microscope and the magnifying glass, and at the end of the day, I got all the problems and she's perfect. That's how that looks. And so I'm just kidding, but we work on some stuff, some blind spots. After 25 years of marriage, not 25, 24, but 25, coming up on 25. I'm rounding up a little bit. But 25 years of ministry and serving together, and really just been able to do like a halftime checkup. That's a good way of looking at it, like a halftime checkup, just to see, hey, what can we do? And here's what we believe. Karen and I believe this. You know, if we're healthy as a pastor and a pastor's wife, then we can lead a healthy church. You know, the church's not healthy if we're not healthy. And so we just decided, hey, we need to do this and make this a priority in our life. And so we have been gone for the last 8-9 days, but we are so glad to be back here with you this morning. And so before we continue in our service and our message, I want to recognize this week we have a team from here that is going to Romania, a mission trip team. So if you're part of that team, if you don't mind coming up to the platform so that our church can see who's going and then we can pray for you, and they're making their way up. We have about 9 people that are going. I don't know that they're all going to be here in this service, but they're going to leave Friday, and they're gone for 8 days. So leaving this Friday, going to Romania in the corner where Count Dracula lived. So pray for them this weekend. And so, Chris, why don't you just tell us, the church, what's going on? How can we pray for you?
We are leaving on Friday and 5 o'clock in the evening, getting in there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So we'll be flying overnight. And when we started this journey, the missionary there said that they hope to be able to pass out 3,000 coats. And so we began raising. There's another church that's going. They began raising funds, and many of you contributed it, and we are thankful for your contribution. And I talked to George about a week and a half ago. He said, man, he said, we're doing really good. He said, I think we're going to be able to do 4,000 coats this year. And I said, well, I don't think everybody has contributed that said they were going to. And so I just talked to him on Saturday, and he said, we're actually up to 5,000 coats now that we're able to hand out. So thank you, church, for jumping in and helping. So that's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So on Sunday, we're going to go to, there's a large church of about 800 that some of us are going to. Others are going to village churches, going to see some of the church plants that this larger church has done out in the villages. It's going to be a really exciting time for those that go to the villages. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we got to hand out 5,000 coats in 4 days. So that's going to be quite a journey, going into schools, giving a gospel presentation. So it's not just here's a coat. It is something that can warm their soul for the rest of their life and for eternity, and not just something that warms them for a season. And so thank you for praying for us. Safety as we travel. It's about a 20-hour time of travel to get to Romania, and then same thing on Saturday. So we'll leave there at 1 o'clock on Saturday morning. We leave our lodging, travel to the airport, 3 hours, wait in the airport for 2 hours, get on an airplane at 6 o'clock in the morning, and by the time we get done, we get back here at 5 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, and then we'll be bright and chirpy on Sunday. When we come back here. So we may be the ones sleeping in the auditorium. But if you could pray for us, that would be just a tremendous help.
Good. Let's do that, church. Let's pray for these. They represent us. They represent all of us. They represent Lake Point Church going on our behalf to minister to the far corners of our world and to present the gospel. And let's pray for safety, pray for all these things. And so will you join me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this team. We thank you for the provision for each and every one of you to be able to go, the means to provide, to be able to go on this trip. And the time that they were able to take away from work and from their everyday life. And so, God, we thank you for the provision of the resources and the coach and to be able to hand out 5,000 coats and 5,000 opportunities to present the gospel. And so, God, we pray for safety and protection on their way while they're there and on their way home. We pray for the gospel to be communicated. God, we look forward to hearing a good report of what you're doing and what you've done on this trip. And so, God, we pray for their blessings and all that they do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Let's give it up for these guys one more time. Well, today we're going to continue. By the way, we got baptism, and 8 people already got baptized in the first service. We got 6 more here at the end of this second service, and that's exciting. And at any point during this service, you're like, man, I need to get baptized. I've been on the fence, and it's time for me to do it too. We've got everything you need. We've got underclothes, we've got shorts, we've got bathing suits, we've got shirts, we've got extra towel, everything you need. All you have to do is say, okay. And you just go on back. You can just, you won't be interrupting me if you say, all right, I need to do this. Just get out of your seat, go to the lobby. There'll be someone there in the next step table, and they will help you. They'll get you all situated, and you can get baptized here today as well. And so we've been talking about this series, and today we're going to wrap this up. We've been talking about what it means to be an everyday disciple. Everyday disciples. Over the last 4 weeks, we've been unpacking that. Not just a believer, this is not a believer who just attends church, but someone who actually follows Jesus in the daily stuff of life. And so we've said that an everyday disciple are 4 things. And every week, the past 4 weeks, we've unpacked these 4 things. We said, first of all, very important, that to be an everyday disciple, you have to be a spirit-led follower. This is a person that is listening and obeying the voice of the Spirit prompting in their lives. And then we said, number 2, that an everyday disciple is a courageous missionary, someone who boldly shares Jesus in their everyday circles. Then we said, number 3, that an everyday disciple is a generous servant, someone who opens their hand to bless others with their time, with their treasure, and with their talents. And then we said, number 4, that an everyday disciple is a compassionate guide, someone who helps others grow in their faith. In other words, you know, this is kind of like the end game. This is the disciple maker. Become a disciple maker yourself. Don't just be a disciple, but help others become disciples as well. Today, I want to talk about something that's really important, because this can't be a series that we just did in the fall of 2025. This has to be a way of life for every one of us. And so my question for you is this: what happens when the series is over? And at the end of the day today, the series is done. We're done with this. We're wrapping it up. But what happens after the fact? Will you still live out as an everyday disciple? And here's what I've learned. If you're taking notes, everyday disciples aren't made in a moment, but instead, they're forged in everyday obedience. Everyday obedience. And we have people all over our church here who are obeying God in everyday obedience. Now, some of you, you're stepping out. You're making decisions for Jesus in your life. A few weeks ago, we had the Abs of Steel guy, Michael Perrin. He spoke and did such an incredible weekend. And my wife and I, we're still talking about that weekend. We're still talking about his message. So powerful. And then at the end of those services, he had an open time of, we call it an invitation. And people were coming forward, and they were stepping out, obeying God, and making decisions. Some were making decisions of baptism. Some were making decisions of something that was going on in their life. Some were making a decision of salvation and asking Jesus into their life. We have people who are obeying God, and you're growing in small groups. Some of you are obeying God by serving on a serve team. Some of you are faithfully giving of your time, your talents, and your treasures to the Lord. In fact, some of you here today, you're taking a step of obedience in believer's baptism. You say, okay, I'm going all in. You know, for some of you, it's been a while. And some of you say, man, I know I need to do this. And today is the day you say, all right, I'm obeying. I'm finally going to do this. Maybe you're here today. Again, you're like, I need to obey. I need to do this. I've been on the fence. And I encourage you today to obey. You see, everyday disciples aren't made in the moment. They're forged in everyday obedience. And here's the good news for every disciple of Jesus Christ that's in this room. God isn't looking for a perfect performance. It's not. He's just looking for consistent, day-by-day obedience to him. And so how do we live this out? How do we live out this series? How do we live out being a spirit-led follower and a courageous missionary and a generous servant and a compassionate guide? How do we live this out every day? And I want to quickly give you four things for you to live out being an everyday disciple. Here's the four things. Number one, if you're taking notes, it starts with abiding daily. Abide daily. That's the first step. Abide daily. In other words, we need to stay connected to the source, capital S, source. Got to stay connected to him. Look at John chapter 15, verse 4. In the NIV translation, it says this, remain in me. In other translations, it uses the word abide in me. So you can simply replace the word abide, remain. It says, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain or be connected to the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. In verse number 8, this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be what? My disciple. Be a disciple of Christ. Jesus is not saying here, hey, you got to try harder to be spiritual. What Jesus is telling us is to listen, you need to be connected to me. You need to remain in me. You need to abide in me. You can't live as a spirit-led, courageous, generous, or compassionate disciple if you're disconnected from the source. When you abide in Christ, you become a spirit-led follower. You start to recognize the voice of God. When you abide in Christ, you become a courageous missionary. His power gives you boldness. When you abide in Christ, you become a generous servant. His grace begins to free your grip on your stuff, on your time, your treasure, and your talents. When you abide in Christ, you become a compassionate guide, and his love begins to overflow out of your life into others. Henry Blackaby, he wrote The Experiencing God. He said this, spiritual fruit is not produced by human effort. It comes from abiding in Christ. And you want to live this out, if you want to live this out every day, you've got to put God in his rightful place. You got to spend time with him. You got to walk with him. You got to depend on him. And then when he speaks into your life, you listen and you obey. And so it all begins by abiding daily in Jesus. Here's the second thought. If you want to live this out every day as a disciple of Jesus Christ, you've got to link arms. You've got to link arms. We are to grow better together. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, Pastor Chris talked about this last week. I used this a few weeks ago. But look at this verse again, verse number 24. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. You and I were never meant to follow Jesus alone. That's why discipleship happens in relationships. That's why we do groups at Lake Point. That's why we serve on teams here at Lake Point. That's why we make space to connect, to pray, and to grow together. Because when you link arms with others, you get stronger and you grow. About 20 years ago, I watched a documentary about penguins. Maybe you watched the same documentary called March, The March of the Penguin. And it's narrated by Morgan Freeman. So, you know, I mean, come on, you know it could be good. All right? And talked about a life of a penguin in Antarctica. Incredible. And they went down there and they studied this life and how they raised a family, the whole thing. And they talk about how these penguins huddle together. It feels like we're tight in here, right? So we feel kind of like we're penguins here today, this morning at 11 o'clock service. We're kind of huddling together here. We're kind of tight. And they talk about how all these penguins, hundreds and hundreds of penguins, when weather gets cold, in fact, they talk about this one particular moment in the documentary. They said that it was 80 below zero wind chill. That's cold. And all these penguins, they're gathered together and they're tight. They're packed in, you know. And the scientists were very interested. They were like, what is happening here? Why are they all doing it? And they have discovered that in the middle of the huddle, and that specific moment was 70 degrees. 150 degrees different from the outside, wind and cold, to the inside, where it was nice and warm. And these penguins, you know, they were just kind of shimmy around, take turns, you know, and they get in the middle and say, okay, when they say, okay, they work their way back out, you know, and they brave the cold for a little bit, and they work their way up. They just kept going back and forth. Everyone got a fair chance of staying warm. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was a penguin, I'd be elbowing my way into the middle all the time. I thought, hey, pastor coming through. I got ministry exemption. That's the way I would do it, right? But this is how they survive. If you stand alone, you die. You freeze out. But you stand together. You link arms. You huddle together. You stay warm. And that's the picture of the church. You see, when life gets cold, when life gets hard, it is difficult to live the Christian life by yourself in the cold world that's out there. And some of you may be just like, hey, I've been out in the wilderness trying to figure this out. I didn't know that church was that important. But then you're back again because you know community is so important. Because isolation can kill your faith. Isolation can destroy your walk with Christ, but community will keep your faith burning strong. You gotta link arms. If you wanna be an everyday disciple, you gotta huddle up. You gotta huddle up. Number three, you gotta make waves. Make waves. when we link arms, when we huddle up, God grows us through relationship. But God doesn't grow us for us. He grows us so that you and I can make a difference in this world. When our kids were little, this resonate with you as well. Bath time was never quiet at the house, right? You hear laughter, you hear splashing, and usually you hear Karen yelling, you know, she's yelling to the kids, hey, keep the water in the tub. And by the end of it, you know, you look at after bath time and half the bathtub or half the bathroom is soaked, right? You got water everywhere. The water never stayed in the tub. There's no doubt there was something happening in the tub. And here's the principle if you're taking notes. When God fills your life, the water can't stay in the tub. The water, you just can't contain it. I mean, your faith in Christ should make you want to just explode and make a difference in other people's lives. You want to let it overflow out of you into others. You can't stay still. You can't contain it. See, when His love fills your life, it starts spilling over into the people all around you, in your homes, at work, in your neighborhood, at the gym. It's just spilling out. Matthew chapter 5, look at what Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, you and I are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. He said, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, you don't have to go to overseas to make way for Jesus. You don't have to quit your job and move across the country to make way for Jesus. You just have to be available. Right where you are, make waves where you're at work, making waves for Jesus, making a difference for Him at your neighborhood, in your homes, on the ball field, in your schools. Make waves, making waves. Number four, and here's the final thought, you have to surrender fully. Surrender fully. You want to be an everyday disciple. You got to surrender fully. This is the heartbeat. Surrender, right? This is the heartbeat of a disciple. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Paul says, therefore, I urge you, I beg you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, he said, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Everyday discipleship. It always comes back to surrender. You see, you can't follow Jesus halfway. You can't cling and hold on to control and still live fully surrendered. You can't hold back parts of your life and expect to experience all that God has for you. Fully surrender. You see, when you fully surrender, the Spirit leads. When you fully surrender, courage replaces fear. When you fully surrender, generosity overcomes selfishness. And when you fully surrender, compassion grows deep for others. Surrender. A.W. Tozer, who said this, the reason many are still troubled, still seeking. It's because they haven't yet come to the end of themselves. And maybe that's where you're at today. You haven't come to the end of yourself. You're not willing to lay things down at the altar. Maybe you say, hey, I laid this down, I laid this down, but I'm holding on to this. You haven't come to the end of yourself. And so what is God asking you to lay down today? Maybe it's your plans. Maybe God is asking you to lay down your pride. Maybe God is asking you to lay down a habit, maybe a hurt from your past. Maybe there's some kind of hang-ups. What is God asking you to lay down? He's asking us to be Spirit-led followers. He's asking you to be a courageous missionary, a generous servant, a compassionate guide. Eventually, we're going to put these roles on the big wall. We're going to redo the wall. Got a mission statement, got some things that we want to update. But we want you to see. We want you to see on a regular basis, every time you walk into church, this is what an everyday disciple. But you can't get there until you fully surrender. And so today, I'm inviting you to say, God, I'm all yours. I can't say that for you. Only you can say that to God. God, here I am. All I have is yours. God, lead me. God, shape me. God, use me. Oh God, let my everyday life, oh God, let it reflect your glory. Because you are worthy of it all. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for all that you've done through this series. Thank you for reminding us that following Jesus isn't just what we do on Sunday, but every day of our lives. So God, help us to abide daily. Help us to stay close to you. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to draw our strength from your presence. Oh God, help us to link arms. Help us not to do life alone. God, help us to be stronger because we are huddled together with other believers. Oh God, help us to make waves. Oh God, help us to let your love spill out of our lives into other lives. Oh God, help us to surrender fully. To fully surrender to you. To lay it all down. And as we continue in this time of prayer, I'm going to ask you to pray for a minute. Just where you're sitting in the silence of your heart. Right now, will you just whisper the prayer in your heart? God, I give it to you. Will you do that? God, I give it, and then define it. God, I give it to you. I give my plans to you. God, I give my fears. Name that fear, whatever that fear is. God, I give my fears to you. Maybe you pray, God, I give you my pride, my hurt. Name that hurt. Name that pride. Name that hang up. What is that thing that you're holding on to? God, I give you my future to you. Just lay it down. God, I lay it down. I fully surrendered. Oh, God, help us be a church full of people who live it out every day. And God, we love you. We give you all that we are. Oh, help us to live. Help us to be an everyday disciple. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to get ready for baptism. Let me just talk about what baptism here at Lake Point. We believe baptism doesn't save a person. We believe that baptism is a symbol of a decision that they already made in their heart. They've already made a decision to follow Jesus. They've asked Jesus into their life to be their Lord and Savior. And so this is just like when you get married and you're at the wedding and they said the I do's. I believe when they say the I do's, that moment, okay, I've made a commitment to you, and the bride made the commitment to the groom made the commitment to the bride, married. Okay, now of course there's some little other things that have to happen, and they do the ring. They always do the rings after the vows because this is the symbol of that decision, that commitment, that vow that they made. And that's what this is. This is represent the decision that they made. And so when they're sitting in the water, that represents that they believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. That's the statement that they're making. And then when we put them under the water, it's a statement that says, hey, I believe that Jesus was buried for me. And then when we pull that person out of the water, they're making that third statement that says, I believe that Jesus rose again for me.
Amen.
And so we're going to celebrate every individual here. They're making decisions. They take the step of obedience and they follow the Lord here in believers' baptism. And so Pastor Corey is going to come up here, youth pastor, he's going to get things started.
All right. We have Hope Irwin here starting us off. You guys can give it up for Hope. Excellent. Hope has been a part of our student ministry for quite some time. She's got family right here in the front row as well. Yes, yes. So Hope, have you fully surrendered your life to Jesus Christ?
Yes, I have.
And have you put your faith in him and him alone?
Yes.
Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Next up, we have Mr. Daniel O'Neill. Daniel O'Neill. All right, Daniel, as well, has been a part of our student ministry. Daniel's brother actually got baptized last year, and Logan is in the front row with his family here, and And Logan has been inviting Daniel to youth group, and he's been coming faithfully. He's even been playing his saxophone in the worship team. It's been really cool. I've never had a saxophone on a worship team, but I love that. And so he's been using his gifts. He's been honoring the Lord. And I have a couple questions here for you, Daniel. Have you surrendered your entire life to Jesus Christ?
Yes, I have.
Have you put your faith in him and him alone?
Yes, I have.
Because of your faith in Jesus, I baptize you, my brother in Christ, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Dan, come on in. We got your family. Come on down here. All right. Now, last time we had your family up here with baby dedication. And Benjamin right here, I had to hold that baby to keep him from crying. So he's in good shape right here. Look at him, look at him. All right. That's Dad. That's Dad. There you go. Dad's in the bathtub. It's about to make waves. Dan, Stephanie, got two beautiful children here. Dan, have you asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Awesome. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my friend, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and bearing his likeness. Ready to walk in the newness of life. I'll see you later, okay? Got my friend Ethan. Ethan, and got the family around here, somewhere around in the back. Oh, there they are. Okay, in the back there. And I'm so glad to have you. You guys want to come up here? Come on down. All right, we got Mom got the pictures. She got the camera. And she's... There we go. Come on over here. There we go. Ethan Hoffman. And Ethan, do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
You asked him to come into your life?
Yes.
Amen. Because of your faith in Jesus, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, bearing his likeness, ready to walk in newness of life. My sister-in-law, Jessica Blanchard. My crazy brother, Bryant. What's up? Jessica?
Yes.
We're so glad that you're here. A couple weeks ago, during Michael's appearance, it came forward. Gave her life to Christ and said, hey, I'm ready to get baptized. I want to obey the Lord and believe with baptism. Amen. And so, Jessica, you asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Good. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Hold your nose. Bearing his likeness, ready to walk in the midst of life.
I love you.
Hi, Karen. You want to say anything? Microphone.
I'll let you hold it. I accepted Jesus when I was a little girl, and I got baptized when I was 19. But 9 years ago, this month actually, I fully surrendered to the Lord. I realized that I have been leading so much of my life for myself. We were in ministry, but I really wasn't surrendered to the Holy Spirit's work in my life. And so the last few weeks, or actually months, he's been speaking to me about this. But when Michael Puron was here and he prayed over me on Saturday night service, and he confirmed that this was a decision that the Lord was leading me to do. And so it was just important to me to take this step after I fully surrendered that that I will follow Jesus no matter what he asks me to do. I'll go wherever he tells me to go, and I just want my life to matter for him.
I was there for you when you were 19 years old. Yep. We just started dating.
Yep.
I didn't get to baptize you back then. So now you're at my mercy. Yes, you see Christ to be your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And surrender your life.
Yes, fully.
Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Bearing his likeness, raise your walk in the name of God. Got Mason and Mom here, Danielle. Mason and Danielle, you've been praying about this for a while. You're like, okay. And Karen talked to you guys about what it means to take this step of obedience.
Yes.
And you got everyone here in your corner rooting for you, so excited for you. Mason, how old are you, buddy?
10.
10 years old. That's awesome. Mason, do you ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Awesome. Because of your faith in Jesus, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hold your name. Bearing his likeness, raised to walk in the midst of life. Danielle, you ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Awesome. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, bearing his likeness, ready to walk in the midst of life. Well, we're making wave today. Awesome. Awesome, awesome day. Praise the Lord. I real quick want to bring all of our staff, part-time, full-time, no matter what role you do, from the cleaning team to admin, come up to the platform real quick. And our management team wants to just say a quick word. We're almost done. Y'all just, you know, lunch will be there when you get there, I promise. Just hang on. We're almost done. A couple of things we want to do before we're finished. I'm making our way.
Okay. Good afternoon now. My name is Dave Giancola. I'm one of the members of the management team here at Lake Point. And normally October is a month that we celebrate pastors. But here at Lake Point a couple years ago, we changed it that we do a staff appreciation because it takes the whole team to do what they do. We lift up our pastors, but behind them is the team that is built. So what we've done, we had video playing over the last few weeks where we had a box of cards, and if you forgot to bring your cards, we'll still have the box out there. You can put them in there later for the staff. But what we want to do is kind of lift them up and thank them for what they've done and continue to do for this church. During this month, a couple of things have happened. One of the things that it was a decision that, or Scott, I think, or Chris, that one of the gifts we wanted to give them was something different. So we did car detailing. So they had their individual cars detailed out in the parking lot. So now they have some clean cars. So our church is being represented by clean cars for our team. So it works out well. But what I like to do is pray over them and thank them for what they've done for us and continue to do us for us every day as they lead us in this ministry. So if you could close your eyes for us. Father God, we just come to thank you. We thank you for our pastors and our whole staff here at Lake Point Church and the blessings that they have poured upon this church in serving you. You have gifted each one of them in a special way, and each one is using that gift to bless the kingdom, bless this church, and bless each members of this church. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to protect them and their families because we know that the evil one will try to disrupt their ministry. And Lord, we just thank you for the blessings that we've received from these brothers and sisters. So Lord, we ask, continue to watch over them, and we ask all this in your blessed son's name. Amen. Let's give it up for these guys, gals.
Jenna, come join us here. My wife will be up here, but she's a little wet. Yeah. It's Julie. Tom and Jenna, 8 years ago, almost to the day, Tom became the first full-time staff member here at Lake Point. And they've been leading in different capacity, different ways, helping us move from a portable, the good old days, the portable church days, into this space. And I did so much, you know, his hands have been on so many different things. The fingerprint of Tom is all over Lake Point Church. And it will continue to be that way even after he leaves today. And his legacy that he leaves, and Lord feels like, you know, he feels the Lord is leading him in a different direction. And we're going to miss Tom and Jenna and Hopi and Anna, and there she is. And I appreciate Tom and his faithfulness. I appreciate Tom and his passion for worship. Appreciate Tom for his heart for people. And of course, Jenna just comes alongside and to compliment Tom in just an amazing way. Both of you guys are just incredible people. And even though they're leaving, it's not like we're saying final goodbyes. We will see each other, and you know, our friendship is still here. And we're just thankful for ministry. We're sad, you know, but we're also glad, whatever that might be, that God has taken them. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, God gives us, you know, people that comes into our lives, and then God has his ways and his plans and his timing. It's never our timing, never our plans. It's his plans. And Tom has lots of things he likes. He got me, he got into some video games and some fun stuff there, and the cowboy game, whatever that cowboy game is. So he got me back into that cowboy game, but one of the things I know about Tom, he loves Disney World. I mean, anything Disney. If Tom could wear Disney hats every day at work, he would. Star Wars, love all that kind of stuff. But one of the things that Tom loves is Jaws, the movie Jaws. I mean, Shark, all right, yeah, he's the classic. I mean, he's into all of that. And so I just thought, what would be appropriate to get him? And he's already seen it in the first service, so it's not a surprise, but in the first surprise, he gave me the classic Tom Shark, you know. But bring this up here, I will show this to the church.
Yeah.
about right. It's about right. this is a real bull shark. This is not fake. This is the real deal. And it says here, Pastor Tom Gibson, in honor of 8 years of fearless worship leading at Lake Point Church, you've led the pack like a bull shark. Bold, relentless, and always circling back to Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for putting up with all my bull shark over the years.
I wanted to get the great white, but with the great white shark, but too big and too expensive.
Yeah, no. Six. Thank you. Jen and I just love you all so much, and we've not been perfect, but we have been together. My first church is my family. And, you know, when we were praying together and we were just talking about, you know, what would we actually want to say to you guys, it's really that only three things are going to last forever. God is going to last forever. The Word of God, which is His truth, will last forever. And the other is the souls of men. Amen. And how you treat that third is what you think of the first two. And I just implore you from my heart of hearts to not follow Christ because of things that won't last forever, but to follow Him because the souls of men will. And the most significant thing about you, if you are a Christian and if you are a believer, is the fact that you are forgiven by Christ. And that account is the only thing that ultimately matters in your life. How does the Lord see you? And I just beg of you that if He tells you to do something, that you do it. And that's what we're doing. We don't know what the next step is, so to just save me about 30 conversations in the hallway, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's happening other than our God is on the move, and I'm going to go see what that next step is for me. So we love you, and we are grateful. And lastly, when I came to this church, I did not want to be a pastor anymore. And the only reason I became one again is because Scott kept buying me tacos. Thank you for being a faithful pastor first. I love you. Thank you, Lake Point.
Just remain standing. Remain standing. Pastor Chris is going to give us a quick announcement. Man, it's been a great day. Amen. 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 Sad day, but great day. Bittersweet. God is on the throne. He is worthy of it all.
Yeah, thanks for praying for us this week as we go on our mission trip. If you are interested in going on a mission trip with us, November 9th, we are having a meeting right after the second service, right after this service, with a missionary that is going to share with us about what it's going to be to go to Kenya next July. And so if you want to be part of that meeting, you can come and just get information. But again, right after this service on November 9th. And so please plan on coming and being part of that for the Kenya 26 mission trip. We also have in your program is our collection for Thanksgiving, our food drive. And so if you have things that you want to pick up, things that you want to gather for that, you can bring those into the church, drop them off in the lobby at every service, and or you can come drop them off throughout the week. We're just glad to have you supporting us in that way. But it's been a great day, and we are glad that you're here. If you're a guest with us, thank you for choosing to be here. Pastor Scott will be in the lobby and would love to meet you, say thank you for coming. And if you want to talk with Pastor Tom, he'll be out in the hallways as well. We'd love to just see you and talk with you for a few minutes. But let's have a word of prayer as we close our service today. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word and your truth that lives in us. Lord, thank you for making a difference in our lives so that we can go and live a life that impacts others. And Father, I pray that today that you'll help us to take the truths that we've learned over the last 5 or 6 weeks and help us to be that disciple that you call us to be. Lord, we ask that you'll sink those truths deep in our hearts and help us to live them out every single day. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.